Second parak of Kilayim, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah is discussing the halachas of Kilayim Zeroyim, which means you're not allowed to plant different vegetables or grains together without separating them at specific distances. We will see in the course of the parak the distances are based on the size and shape and the nature of the different minim, and the general idea of all the different measures is that it shouldn't look like it's all mixed together. As long as it looks separate and distinct, it's good enough. Sometimes it needs a larger separation to look distinct, sometimes less. Now in our Mishnah we have another chiddush, that if kol sol sheyesh bo yiroiva mimin achar yemayit, if a person has a bunch of grain, let's say grains of wheat, and mixed into that are a small amount of grains of barley, there's a chiddush that he's not required to remove the barley, even though he is planting barley with his wheat. But since he does not intend, he has no interest in planting the barley, and it's just mixed in there against his will, he's not mechuyav to take it out unless there's more than a 1/24 of the barley or some other min mixed into his grain. Now the Swedish replies to at the time of planting, he does not have to take out the barley that's mixed into his grain, and even after it grows afterwards he doesn't have to take it out either, because the halacha kilayim is only when you plant it with an intention to plant both of them. If he mixed a little barley into his grain intentionally, then he'd have to take out the barley, but here that was unintentionally and it just was mixed in inadvertently or somehow got mixed into his grain of wheat, so he could just leave it there. But if he has 1/24 of the mixture is the second min, in this case it would be barley mixed with the wheat, then you might, according to the Tanakhama, he has to make it less than 1/24. Rabbi Yosef Yover. Rabbi Yosef says once you have more than 1/24, it's not enough to take out and make it to less than 1/24, you have to remove the entire barley that you have in there. The Tanakhama is Beim Mid Alpha Beim Shnei Minim. This applies to whether that which is mixed into the wheat is one min or two minim. So, for example, whether you have 1/24 comprised all of barley, or half it comprises of barley, half it comprised of oats, or some other grain, since sum total you have 1/24 of another min, you have to get rid of it. That is the Tanakhama. Rav Shimon says, no, every min that is mixed into this wheat, you're entitled to 1/24. So if you have 1/30 of barley and 1/30 of spelt mixed into your wheat, you still do not have to take them out, since each one is less than 1/24. These chacham holy the Tanakhama, that we are mitzaris two minim that are other than the primary min to 1/24. But if one of those two minim is not kilayim with a primary min, then it's not mitzaris. So, example, we learned the first perek that oats and barley are considered one min as far as kilayim is concerned. So, if we have the majority of oats of barley, and then you have mixed into that a certain amount of oats and wheat, that the sum total of oats and wheat is 1/24. Since the oats are not kilayim with the barley, then we don't have to remove the wheat, even though we have a sum total of more than 1/24 of other minim mixed into your barley.